Daf Lamed Ches, Amud Aleph. Shachach Kedir, a Leib in the Mind of Usser, according to one who held that was Usser, and Mavashab Shabbos, Mishnahi, it's a Mishnah. Veloshna, Abelhai, the Shachach Kedera, Mavach, which he forgot the Kedera, Loshna Ben Shogig, Lemazid, there's no difference between doing it Beshogig or Bemazid. Vahoki Darish Lahu, Stoma, this is how he said it over Stam Velo Pirshin, didn't explain, Yeah, Shogig Medamala Umotilacha, if he was comparing it to Shogig and it's and you're permitted to eat it, Yeah, Mazid Medamala Usser, or he's comparing it to cooking on Shabbos Bemazid, and therefore, and then it would be Usser to eat. Even if you left it on the oven, the kiro from while it was still day before Shabbos, you'd be allowed to eat it if you did that intentionally. And to do it, the mesid v'loimer, and to say shogeg you say I did it only b'shogeg. Why the lo nechshchdu yisrael al Shabbos? We not suspect from Yidden, from Jews, from cooking on Shabbos. The Asile Rumi, the Isidur Abonin, who it's only leaving on from before Shabbos, is only an Isidur Abonin, the Kila, and it's something which is more lenient to people's eyes. So Asile Shui Mesa, the person will come to leave it on the fire before Shabbos, but intentionally, the Yomer Shachachti, and claim that he forgot. Mesebe, Shachach. For example, like this person who forgot the pot on the fire before Shabbos, he can eat on Shabbos. The mezid, the lo shachach elo heniach, that he didn't forget it, rather he put it there intentionally, lo yachol, he cannot eat it. Ubasar torf, the golei daiti, he showed his intent, the lo archim, but he doesn't eat it to serve the archim, because he made it into small pieces, something which he would not serve to guess. Ubasar mitzamek v'yofo lo kolayma, this means to say, v'chein shayr, and so to anything else which is a mistamik v'yafel, when it, as it cooks more and shrinks, it's better for the food. Also, it's forbidden to eat it in hishem and mezid if you left them on the fire before Shabbos intentionally. That when you did, the food was not fully cooked, the yeshkaluk min shogeg lemezid b'masha, that there is some difference between shogeg and mezid when leaving it on the fire from before Shabbos. That's a kasha mainly Rabbi Rabbi Yosef to show mezid. That's a question of what. Both according to Rabbi Rabbi Yosef's opinion, who permitted it when you left it intentionally before Shabbos, and Bein L'Rav Nachman, the Aser Shogeg, and also to the question of Nachman, who said that if you did such a thing, that you left it b'mezid, it would be Aser. Even if you left it b'shogeg, it would be Aser. B'shalem Rav Nachman, Motzi L'Trutzi, you can come and answer, Ki Tanya, Hihi D'Shogeg, Ya'ocho, that which it says, that if you do b'shogeg, you're allowed to eat its Lifnei Gezeres, before the Gezeres they made. The Armin al-Kaimad will say shortly, D'Goz al-Shechen, they made a decree against those who forget their pots before Shabbos. V'chi Inma, the Rav Chibar Abba, the Tiritzna, Libe, D'Shogeg, Aser, that which Rav Chibar Abba said earlier, which Rav Nachman answered, meant that if you do it b'shogeg, if you leave the pot on the fire before Shabbos, b'shogeg, it's Aser to eat, that's La'achar Gezeres, after the decree. The Rabbanim made up. Elo, the Rabbi of Rav Yosef, the army Elibo, the Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, that they said, according to Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, had Teir that was mutter af b'mezid, even if you left the pot on the fire intentionally before Shabbos. E kodim gezera itmar the Rabbi Chiya. The Rabbi Chiya said what he said. Kasha mihem mezid the hachatanya b'mezid lo yechol. Because over here we're saying that if you did it b'mezid, you left the pot on the fire before Shabbos b'mezid, you're not allowed to eat it. Bila achar gezera kasha nami shogig that filo shogig kapalein lemeser that even shogig they should have said was forbidden to eat the ilu masdis and kodim gezera nishes because the mishnah was said over before the gezera. Hamavashal b'Shabbos b'yadayim would b'yadayim actually went ahead and proactively cooked on Shabbos. There's a diraisa, a biblical prohibition which a person is going to be chayav for. Shogeg would be chatas and mezid could be either kares or skila. So if you're leaving the fire, the food on the fire while it's still the day of Erev Shabbos, and shachach b'shogeg ye'achol v'mezid. That if you forgot it, b'shogeg, you'd be allowed to eat the food, and if b'mezid intentionally left it on the fire, then you would not be allowed to eat it. Ki'ilu b'shalom b'yadayim. The Shabbos says, if you, with the same halacha that you would do as cooking, it's on Shabbos itself. Kasha the Remeir, the Tanya the El Bereish Perik, and we said earlier in the Bryce, in the beginning of the Perik, the Remeir, Libid the Beisil, according to Remeir, according to Beisil's opinion, Chamin Avalot Tavshil, we're talking about hot liquid but not food. V'hochashari, Chamin v'tavshil. And here this being permitted both hot liquid and food should be shukul tzarchel so long as it was cooked the whole amount. The kasha of Rabbi Yehuda, Ad Rabbi Yehuda, the Hasam of Rabbi Yehuda, earlier Rabbi Yehuda said chamin v'tavshel, the chamin and tavshel is permitted. The hocha aser tavshel should be shukul tzarchel. And here he's forbidding food which have been cooked completely. The first mission, the Perek is talking about leaving the food on the fire. And over here, we're talking about where you left it. Is where you left it already. Comrades, what we're talking about, the Mutal Achol, we're asking, we're just signing it, whether or not you were permitted to eat it, and Rabbi Yehuda is saying you were permitted to eat it. Kanda Gruf of the Ketumah, Hidali El, Ari be Gruf of the Ketumah. The first mission was talking about where you actually took care of the fire, you either swept out the coals or covered them up. That we're talking about leaving it on top of something which went through both either Gruf or the Gruf, but you can't leave it on the fire which has not been gone through Gruf. Why are you allowed to leave over Gruf on something which has the coals swept out? That we permitted. And then he says what he says. Even the Chachil it's Mutter. Rabbi Yehuda permits it. And here's where you have not taken care of the fire. Hilchach the Eved Aser. Therefore, the Eved is going to be Aser. Avar v'shacha b'mezin mai mutu la'achal olo. Is he permitted to eat it or not? Chamin lo Aser the mitzdamik for rado, because as it cooks more and shrinks, it's bad for it. Beitzim Aser the mitzdamik for yafalo, because with eggs, as it cooks more and shrinks, it tastes better. My label, the Shabbos Osun Aleim Achila, he forbade them to eat it on the Shabbos that he's found them doing this. Lo, the Shabbos Haba Osun Lahem, he forbade them to do it. Akshav, now he told them, Shalasas came the Shabbos Haba, don't do it the next Shabbos. Abo Ba'achila Sharu, but for the tail, eat it, he did indeed permit them. Echal the Beitzim Mutsumakas Boyhu, this is a question. Bevil the fun of Bechol, it was during the week, it wasn't on Shabbos. Goes Arjun Shatsumko, Achin Aso Dakos. It shrunk until it became very small. Ozadrin, which is kormash, which art school translated, I think, as sword apples. Umid Amr, about Chalon Harmin, which it said that we ate a lot. Mechal the Yafalahem, that it was something which they liked a lot. A question that Rebbe Ksuba says he wasn't then of Olam Haza, and over here seems to be eating a lot of eggs. I don't know if that is a question or not. Lamed Ches, Omed Beis, Machzirin Afilu B'Shabbos, B'Yom HaMacharos, the next day, V'lo Tema Pluktayim M'Shech HaShecha, that the Machlekos is talking about when it got dark, V'Hosam U'Desharu, and that's when it was permitted, M'Shech HaMuchach HaMilsa, because it's obvious that Daita the Haduri L'Tzarech HaMachar Shachol, that he took it with the intent of returning it for his needs the next day. Abu B'Yom, but if he did this on the day of Shabbos, L'O Muchach, it's not apparent to Shachol Le'adaita, the Hadurik, that he's taking it with the intent of returning it. U'bat L'O Hatmana, and then the Hatmana has been undone. V'havalik Ma'am L'Chachila, now when he puts it back on, it's as if he is doing the Hatmana L'Chachila. Kumkumim, Yorik Ketana, it's a small pot to warm up liquid. The Yuta Aliyah, that is the upper story, the second story. L'mukayma, l'kira, back down to where the oven was. Aval haniach al gabe karka is also l'hachzer, to return it to the oven. The butli l'hamana, because the hatmana was undone. The etmo, that he had done been done yesterday. He left on the fire the day before. V'havi k'ma'am al-chila, and once again, it's like as if he is redoing hatmana now. Doing it now in the first place. The garment Yochid, who he's an individual opinion bedover in this thing, in halacha commercial, we do not pass him like him. Talon, the makal, mahuka, oidim, yodoy, dummy, is like as if you're still in your hand. Okay, nichal, garbe, karka, dummy, or is it as if you put it on the ground? Pinim, mechim, mechim, mahu, mi, havi, kimatna, lechatkhila, the aser, lechatzirin, lekira, is as if you were doing the hatmana now in the first place, and therefore the aser to put it back on the oven. Olo, or not, mechim is kumkumim, shemechamim, bochamim, it is a kumkum, which is man in Hebrew as well, as samovar, a small samovar that you would heat up hot liquid. Masis in the Mishnah. Taner. Mitoch shekotzer lamayla berachav lamata, since it's in a triangle of form where it's narrow at top and wide in the bottom, nikat choymo l'seichot, the heat gets trapped inside of it, tfei mekira, more than a kira. Kupach, the Gemara refers to, Gemara will explain, osik chalal kekira, it's made like a kira, avol archo kerachav, rather, but square instead of rectangular. Ve'engo elishir shvisas kedera achas, and only has the size to hold one pot on top of it. Kira yeshbo shvisas shtei kederas, but a kira has an amount to hold two pots. The difference from the time, it's not a triangular form, but it's more of like a kupach is a square form, and a kira is a rectangular form. Gemara. Al gabov, al svaso, on the lip. Avalismuch Eitzel Dufno next to its wall. Hakikira Shari. Kalimers means the same in the Kaktani Harihu Kitanu. Since it said it's like an oven, a tanur, Michal the Ihavim Midamale Lakira implies that if we would compare it to a Kira, Havi Shari would be permitted if it's Shamina Mina. And we see from that the Kira Shahusik Begefis will be Eitzel Mishari, the Kira which has been lit in the source of the fire. The fuel is gefes or eitzim, the leftovers of the sesame or wood, is it would be shari and being permitted. Because so we think b'she'enu gufo, we're talking about where you do not clear out the fire, be'e al gaba mishari, and if you're talking about putting it on top of the kiro, would that be permitted? That he forbade to put it next to the taner, afilo begefes ve'eitzim, l'shtari begufo v'ketumah, it would be permitted if you had taking care of the fire, either clearing out the coals or covering them over. Shinachalkala orcha, hari butla, butlu shteishusilseha, is you have undone the ability to both of the places where you put the pot were no longer usable. Shinachalkas rachvelishtein, you've split the within into hilkach tahara, therefore it's tahara, mitumasa from its tumisha hari nitsa, because you've broken the oven. Nechalkala rachva, and nimsu shteya suizos kaimos zulavada vizulavada. The two parts where you can put the pot are still in existence because you split in between it and you just have now basically two kupachs. Koif kupach ben la orcha ben la rachla is tahara shahari orcha karachva, since the length and the width are the same size, it's a square. But kulu makom suizos achas, and it's all a place of one pot. So now by splitting it, there's no place to put your pot anymore. Mastisin, the Mishnah. It is a copper kumkum, a samovar type. Kli b'shvil shetizgachol shetitzel k'sasa, should be somewhat roasted. Achete megadela, so you can roll until it's a point where you can roll the egg now. V'lo yafki enu b'sudim v'lo yashabrena al sudur, you should not break it onto a scarf. Shehucham b'chama that had been heated up in the sun, kli shetitzel that you can fry an egg on it. Mechaymel shosuder from the heat of the cloth, the scarf. Bechol uba avak drachem shehuchma mekayachama, that they've been heated up from the strength of the sun. Uba gomor mefarish amaylo polig Rabbi Yosi b'ha, and why? And we'll explain why Rabbi Yosi doesn't argue in this one, in this case. Veviu silim b'ayom, when they did while still erev Shabbos, shel tzaynin kedei lechamam, in order to heat it up. The amayin nimshachem b'ba'in kol haShabbos, as the water was flowing and coming the whole Shabbos. Lasuch amma shel chamei tveria, and this amma was full of chamei tveria, hot water. Ib b'Shabbos oisin shebol b'Shabbos, that which came in on Shabbos.